you. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, everyone. This is the GeoRegions call on the 2nd of March. And on the call, we have Fayed Batiana, Carlton Samuels, Cheryl Langdonore, Pablo Hinojosa, and David Archibald. For staff, we have Rob Hogarth and myself, Glenda Sangeri. And may I ask you all, please, to say your name before you speak for transcription purposes. Thank you very much, and over to you, Rob.
Thank you. Over to you, Dave.
Sorry,
no,
sorry, Dave, just before you start, we have apologies from Olga Cavelli and Zaid Jamil, and was there anybody else?
Bart actually sent his apologies on the staff side.
Bart, thank you very much. Okay, now it is over to you, David. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Sorry, I'm just making quick notes of who's on call.
Shall I repeat again for you, David?
Please, I've got the staff one, so it's the non-staff. I've got Fayed,
okay.
Carlton. Go on.
Pablo Hinojosa.
Yeah.
Here.
Cheryl Langdon Orr.
Yeah.
Carlton Samuels.
Yeah.
And Fayed Batian. Batane.
That's fine. Thanks very much. Well, good morning,
and
everybody. Who's got the bell going on? As I was saying, good morning, everybody. I trust everybody has read through the matrix that Rob circulated and I commented on. Any initial comments on that? Can I just open a general thought? We got very few comments apart from mine, which is disappointing, frankly. But does that mean that everybody was entirely happy with it?
It just means we're not arguing with you and don't have a great deal more to say.
Okay.
I actually read it, Dave, but
yeah.
I didn't see anything beyond what you said that would that was, you know, worthy of
comment.
I just
cannot believe we've got 100% agreement on everything.
I frankly didn't see anything that I could not to run about.
Just they could get it out there.
Dave, this is Rob. I don't know if I disconnected or if you guys are all still connected.
Oh, Rob, I can hear you.
I'm here.
Okay.
Dave might be disconnected.
Either that or the shock killed him.
No, Dave's line is still connected.
Okay.
There we go.
And I can hear you,
well,
but I can't hear anybody else. Is Rob there?
I can hear you, Dave.
Thank
you.
Yes, I'm still here. Can you hear me now, Dave?
Yes, I can.
Okay. Momentary
okay.
Is the sunspots.
I thought it was my brain. Anyway, what I said was, any comments from you, Rob?
Oh, thanks, Dave. Yeah, I didn't catch that either. Just by way of background, it's great to hear that there's some semblance of consensus on the document to date. Remember, it's a tool that we're using to try to achieve some consensus to get the sense of the working group members so that we can proceed to the next stage of actually drafting a document. I guess the issue before you would be that, you know, given that matrix and the outline of the issues and the lack of controversy on any particular points, whether the the group is comfortable in sharing that matrix with the community, using it as a basis for some conversation during a workshop in the Silicon Valley San Francisco meeting, and then subsequent to that, actually getting down to the task of producing a written final report. That's sort of, you know, the context of the document.
That was my understanding of it, as far as I saw, it was really very helpful and a good document. It outlined all the issues. I don't believe anything was controversial. Dave made a few comments. I think they were quite appropriate. I mean, I wouldn't get all flustered by any. And I think it's a really good starting point for that discussion.
Thanks, Carlton. A comment from me. If there is general agreement, I'm pleased about that. But before we go to the next step of saying making it a public document, I think there are probably some things that I would like to tweak, merely from the perhaps presentational issue point of view. I think it's fine as is for those of us that have been involved in this process for some time. I think for someone coming on it cold, perhaps it's not quite as clear as it might be.
Which areas, Dave? Which area are you talking about? I'm looking at it.
I think I commented on some places where I wasn't sure that I could see the relationship between the question in column one and the comments in column two.
Oh. Which question in particular? Because I thought you were just trying to, you know, be... I mean, I read your comments as been clarifying, but not...
Yeah, let's take specifically question number two. Has the geographic region framework produced its desired effect?
Correct, right.
Then the further comments, questions, I'm not sure that I can see the immediate direct relationship to that question.
Well,
it depends on how you're interpreting
the framework. What
effect is as to get a broader geographic for a global organization input? I guess the answer is personal yes or no. If it's coming from an ALAC perspective, we'd like to say yes.
Yes.
Is it as wide as it could be? Not necessarily.
Yes.
But it's not...
It has a direct effect. It's diversity. So from our perspective, you know,
it's not
this is what I'm not sure about, because...
Yeah, I have no problem with your answer to the question. Basically,
yes.
What I'm saying is I don't see... column two is supposedly comments and further questions to do with column one.
Right.
And I don't really see how describing first allocating, you know, the when first allocating countries to geographic regions in 2000, blah, blah, blah,
mm-hmm.
isn't about the desired effect. It is how the framework was defined.
Okay, so you have a problem with the parsing and analysis of what column two does for column one's intent.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, well.
Rob, could you comment on that? Because you actually did the columns. I've lost Rob again. Is anybody else here?
Rob might be.
I'm sorry, I was speaking and was on mute. That's my fault. I can't accuse sunspots of that difficulty.
Did you find it worthwhile, Rob?
Actually, no, Cheryl. It gives me an opportunity to rephrase what I was saying. So I,
you can be polite this time.
That's right. question two, is, as you'll note, is under the general heading of from the interim report, section B. And I did not make a scientific approach on this. Basically, what I did in this section was, you'll recall in section B of the interim report, we called it raising fundamental questions. We specifically asked, has the geographic region's framework produced its desired effect? And the comment's further question was an attempt in the report to tease out some, you know, comments from the community in that regard. So what I did in the comments and further question column throughout this matrix was, you know, tried to follow up the question with some language that you had already agreed to in the interim report that didn't necessarily, you know, answer the question, but provided some, you know, additional background or perspective. In the ideal world, and maybe the next step of this process, would be for the third column to essentially be what you all as a working group want to say in the final report. So, you know, it's a perfectly legitimate response from you, Dave, to come back and say, wow, you know, that question is just too broad for me, or we really need to fine-tune it a bit, or let's, as you suggest here, let's jettison, I mean, because column two is not suggested language. It's just a further tease to get people thinking. You could ignore in this, from the perspective of this issue, you ignore the comments and simply come out and say, we, the working group, believe the geographics regions framework has, in general, produced its desired effect. But in a number of specific instances, it needs to be improved, or it needs to be changed, or it needs to be adjusted. In terms of the drafting process, that was sort of my perspective. You're right. I think you will find throughout the document there may be circumstances or individual columns or rows where it's not going to be an exact matchup, because I wasn't intending to be writing the final report, just trying to stimulate further thought and conversation.
Yeah, and I absolutely agree with you, and I think it was ideal for that purpose. All I'm saying is that before we made this a public document, I think there is some minor tweaking that is needed just make it more consistent and easier for someone that hasn't been involved in the entire process to understand and pick up and give feedback.
Yes,
certainly. And I would, you know, completely redraft the introduction, which was intended solely for your internal discussion purposes, as just sort of an introduction. I would potentially anticipate a different introduction, you know, noting that this is a work product of the working group. It's being used for the following purposes, and we hope to use it for the community discussions in San Francisco. The question I would have for you all is, you know, to be comfortable with what is written in the third column, because what that would be suggesting to members of the community is a reflection of the direction that the working group is going in to address some of these questions. And I might also be so bold as to state, as you all begin to go through and talk about the specific language that comes out in column three, you might have some additional areas for discussion or negotiation or conversation.
Yeah, I think that's valid, Rob. I mean, obviously, seeing we're looking at question two, my comments in column three for question two would not be appropriate for a public document,
as
an example.
That's right, and I think that's sort of the step now is in this call for your directions to me or for your next step is whether in the next week or so you all want to fine-tune or provide specific suggestions as to what you want the community to see as your work product in column three. You could also all decide, you know, right now it's still an internal document and we don't want to circulate it. It's entirely up to you all in terms of how you want to proceed.
Well, I think as a tool to get further comment and feedback, yes, we do want to make it public. At least that's the view that I have, and I think I'm getting that as feedback from everyone else. Am I right?
Yes. Yes. I thought my reading of it is exactly what Rob said. I quite agree that if you come into the conversation at this place brand new, there might be elements that you would have missed. But without burdening the document, you know, I, Dave, without burdening it somewhere at this point, I really don't. Rob might write a new introduction, but the column two, which with the provocators, as I would call them, I think is a good way to get further detail or slight differences from people out there, and I think that's a good way to go.
Okay. Obviously, in the third column, they would have to be reworded to take out the III all the way through, because I
right.
You know,
right.
I believe,
yes.
Et cetera. So that needs to be certainly reworded. But I suppose the question is, do you want to go through these line by line at the moment, or are you happy for me to simply reword those so that they reflect it coming from the working group rather than me personally?
This is Carlton. My sense of it, Dave, is pretty much satisfied. I don't think you making a few changes in there would change substantially my feel of it. So it's quite okay. I'm quite happy to go through line by line and change it with you right now, but to the extent that others feel that is necessary. But quite frankly, I'd be very comfortable with you just making the changes.
Okay. Can I ask a particular question then? Somewhere in here, I think round about question 11, I have started the concept of perhaps we should be looking at the RIR's,
yes.
RIR's structure.
Yes.
Can I have some feedback on that? It's not something that we have specifically talked about at all. And I'd be grateful for people's views.
I'm not sure that we haven't specifically looked at it. It came into conversation, and some of us felt that, you know, that was one of the various models that would probably be a comfortable one. If we were going to make changes, that's one that would make sense.
Yes, I didn't mean we hadn't talked about it at all, but it's not something that we had said, this is a serious contender, and I haven't done the exercise of seeing actually what that would mean in terms of reallocation of countries to regions, for example.
And it doesn't go as far as some people would like. But it's an option. It's also really a question that needs to go to the community for further discussion, just like the opportunity for sub-regional opportunities, which...
Absolutely.
I think is one that needs to be explored more, but that's just my view.
Yes, but it's certainly not something you would be averse to.
No.
Quite the contrary.
Not averse to it at all. but it requires further exploration by the community. Because I can tell you, well, you know the situation, Dave, with LACNIC and Arin in our area.
Yes.
Trinidad and the others are in the LACNIC region.
Indeed.
And we are in the Arin region, and there's always this you know, to and froing.
Yeah.
I mean, just this week I had last week I had the same thing. I'm in Suriname.
Okay, we'll get him back on the line.
But what we do know is that none of the alternate models are perfect.
Indeed. Yes.
So, you know, of the models, it is one.
It is one, and on the face of it, it is a defensible one. It makes sense that we should follow the technology in a way.
Well, if, you know, or go some way down that pathway.
Yeah.
Looking at it as a generic framework, and then either some specific ICANN required tweaking, which may or may not take us into some, you know, fit for purpose type changes, or the sub regional opportunities.
Yeah. With also the possibility, I think it is coming clear that one has got to recognise the sovereignty of individual nations, and perhaps border countries can have the opportunity to self-select. But that self-selection, I feel, has got to be across the board. So you can't self-select for one thing for CCNSO and something different for ELAC.
Continuity. There has to be continuity.
This is the kind of thing that they can discuss, and we can point to there is opportunities, some regional opportunities to realign. But if you do that, then you have to consider all the other ASOs and all the other configurations.
Yeah.
Any time we get a border, that's where it's going to be interesting. And indeed, there may be that might be the basis of future review. You know, when your edges, through whatever cause, cultural, linguistic, and or business tendencies, you know, people tend to do more business with the people to the western side of their edges than the eastern or the northern or something. On a dear ICANN goddess and gods, can we now be shifted into this subdivision as opposed to that subdivision? Can possibly be considered on application, but there would be the, you know.
Absolutely.
Yep. Okay. That being the case, then I will undertake to go through and remove some of the or all of the I's in column 3 and delete those that were for internal comments only and not for external. And I can quickly circulate those by email, and it will be a case of, if you've got any objections, let us know. If you're comfortable, do nothing.
That's for me.
But as Rob said, you know, to turn this into a outward-facing document as opposed to a quick cross-check that we haven't dropped the ball on too many issues at this stage, does need a bit more work.
Okay. Impact of this on the publication schedule. Rob, that falls into your sign.
Thanks, Dave. Well, as you all discussed and generally agreed on the last call, that you'd be targeting the now Singapore meeting for the final report draft, it would seem to me that you're still on target for that if you look to, you know, have further community discussions in San Francisco regarding this matrix. And then looking forward, if you're looking at potentially producing some sort of first draft, you know, a solid first draft by the end of April, say, that would give you all still a good month to tweak and be able to then produce something for the 3 week prior to deadline for the Singapore meeting. So I think that in view of the discussion you're having today, you all seem to be on track and still consistent with that schedule.
Okay, fine. In that case, then, let's move on to the next item on the agenda, which was to confirm the San Francisco workshop agenda. Now, my reading of that is basically we would like to have a public session where we go through basically the document that we're talking about now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, pick out some juicy bits from the matrix and pose some questions to the community to get their teeth into.
Yeah. And if we manage to get the sort of response that we did at the last meeting, in fact, that will generate questions. I mean, I thought it went quite well last time.
Mm. Sure it did.
Yep. Yeah, the one thing that I might recommend or suggest to all of you, and you've flagged one already, Dave, would be if members of the group think that certain questions are more prone to that good discussion. For example, you just flagged, I believe, question 11, as something that would merit some further feedback. If the rest of you, and you can't identify 20 questions, but if you have 5 or 6 main ones that you think should be, floated and have discussed, you can, as Dave will be circulating, you can either mention them now or Dave, as you circulate the next version of column 3, folks could make those recommendations.
Yeah, let's circulate the one and we make the recommendations on the one. I think we'll probably alight on the same ones, actually.
Just as a feedback from the outreach that we've been doing in the ALAC world and the at-large world in various regions, one I would suggest does need a Guernsey is further discussion on utilization of less major change and more use of subdivisional aspects for meeting some of the practical issues that have been raised by the current delineation into the geographic region.
Mm.
Is that collected in 11, Cheryl, or is that also
It is collected, but I'd see probably, if I was doing 7 PowerPoint slides, I'd see 11 needing to be broken into a couple of...
Okay.
Yeah.
Know what I mean?
Yes.
Yeah, agreed. What might also be a good idea to try and pick out a couple of these questions or points and use them as, if you like, ticklers to come to the meeting. Do you have views on blah, 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 something controversial?
When we circulate that, right.
Yeah.
Great idea.
Okay.
Well, and that touches a little bit. I'm sorry, Carlson. Go ahead.
No, that's all right. I just have people prepped the idea that Dave was suggesting of just taking a few questions and having them prep for them.
Yeah. Well, because your circulation of this is really twofold. I think at this stage, certainly there's the workshop and having people in your communities prepped and interested in attending that. The other is any individual discussions you all have within your communities and using the matrix as a tool for you as working group members to have that conversation in your communities. The third, and I'd be interested in your feedback on this, whether you want me to actually go so far as to prepare an announcement similar to what we did prior to the previous meeting that we had, where we just circulated a version of the document and said, hi, here's a discussion, but it was a rather high profile in that we posted it on ICANN.org and had, gave the broader community an opportunity to react. Would you all be interested in having me do that with this document? Do you think it's at the stage where it's ready and useful to do that?
I think my immediate reaction is, I'm not sure how worthwhile doing the whole document would be, but can we put together a one-page sort of synopsis as this is what we're talking about. Come and give your views.
And
so,
include the tickler question
like as an advert for the workshop rather than anything else.
I think it's that's for the workshop that I'm interested in seeing it advertised, and we can just put the particular questions in there. And we'll...
And one, if you want to be get the juices flowing, you know, there's merit in, for example, in some arguments, from some arguments perspective, there is merit in a 7 as opposed to current 5 geo region split. Great. What does that do to the costings of running ICANN? And that can be dealt with at a whole bunch of levels, right down to, from an ALAC perspective, that's another 6 people for travel funding, just for the advisory committee, let alone the regional administration and regional aspects. So you can do it from a cold, hard cash flow issue, as well as, does that really mean that, you know, I need to be cleaved off into, you know, a smaller language or a whatever. There's more than just, you know,
translate
benefits of oceanic islands being, you know, seen as culturally different here. We can make them a region of their own and, you know, promptly say, well, it's a pity we can't afford to fund any equivalents and now we can ignore you. I mean, there's some risk as well as benefit here to be discussed, and that's what we've got to get the community to start doing.
Okay,
great. Well, what I will do is I will then draft up, you know, some little promotional element like that. I would envision that as an attachment to that promotional element, we would include the outward-facing version of this matrix as an attachment, just to give folks that.
Yeah, fine. No problem with that at all, Rob. All I was getting was as a people will look at the one-page summary, but not the whole document. So I wasn't wanting to rely just on the document to bring people into the workshop.
Oh,
understood. And I will craft that document and use as substance the agreed upon 4 or 5 general questions that you all identify in the next couple of days as you make your adjustments on your column 3 day.
Yeah.
Just as a general observation and heads up for you, some of you may have already looked at the schedule for the meeting. The workshop is currently slotted on Thursday morning in the Olympic Room from 11 a.m. until noon. There are some conflicts there, but we've avoided any substantial ALAC conflicts and CCNSO conflicts and GNSO conflicts, actually. The two major blocks that are going up against us are potentially the security, stability, and resiliency of the DNS review team and the GAC board, a potential. It's a placeholder in the version of the schedule I'm looking at internally, a potential placeholder for further GAC board consultation, you know, sort of a slot late in the week that if there are some developments that folks can sort of scramble and get together. But that's somewhat unavoidable. There's no spot in the agenda where there's not going to be some potential conflict.
Is there something immediately following?
In that room, no. Actually, the in another room on the second floor, just before this session actually starts right after a break, and a major session is the ALAC and Regional Leadership Wrap-Up Meeting, but that ends at 10:30. The only thing that's happening right after our session is the GNSO Wrap-Up Session, and that'll probably steal away Olga, Zahid, and, you know, other folks from that community, but nothing else. It's nicely cushioned between a break and the lunch break. So.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
The only other thing I'd suggest perhaps about the workshop, Dave, is that now that things are narrowing, you probably would not be needed to do the full-blown, excellent Dave Archibald presentation.
Oh, gee, I've only been doing that for about 5 years. Yeah, fine. Good. Any other business, ladies and gentlemen? Well, I have got one, and that's to thank Rob very much for the work he put into doing that matrix. If he hadn't done that,
here,
we wouldn't be where we are today. So, Rob, very well done and very grateful.
Very well done,
you,
as I've pointed out. I thought it was an excellent document.
Thank you. Of course, that's with a tip of the hat to Cheryl, who suggested the format. So.
Lovely.
Okay, so the ball's in my court for the tickling. You're going to look at the introduction, Rob?
Yes, sir. If you think we can, I don't know what you think is a realistic time frame for you given your schedule, but I think it would be great and still consistent with our time schedule if, you know, I could produce the updated introduction by the end of this week. I don't know how long you think the tweaks will take for you, but if you think we could get things done by the end of the day on Friday or on Saturday, we could then circulate to working group members, you know, with 48 hours review opportunity, and then we could get this out to all of you as an outward-facing document on Monday or Tuesday, and we could also, then I would also, you know, post the promotional material as well.
I'm probably going to need some of the weekend to do it.
Okay.
So I can't promise Friday, but over the weekend, and I will make it as early as I can.
Okay, that'll be great. In any case, we'll give the working group 48 hours after we've got that together to react, given time zones and work schedules and things like that.
Okay, good.
Good.
All right, thank you one and all. Next contact by email then.
Thank you all.
Okay.
See you all.
Sorry, this is Glenn. Is there another call before San Francisco?
No, Glenn, this will be it.
Okay,
thank you. We'll all communicate by email. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye, Glenn, Bob, Dave.
Bye, Pablo. Great to hear your voice.
From you.
Good. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you.